A1. So the rezone request is for lot one, which I've drawn in close to what's on that plat. Similar, so this wide area, if approved today, would turn to MH1. This purple area would be zoned A1. I could sign the plat after today if it was approved, and they could record this. The acreage stays almost the same, and that was by design, so we're not gaining any more acreage of MH1 or losing any acreage of A1. And at that, our applicants are sitting here. I'll let them add anything, answer any questions you might have.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please state your name and address, please. I know you're the applicant. But.
India Davis, 2087 Yandel Cove Road. Basically Scott said everything. We're just trying to get that one mobile home onto that one other property because when we bought the property, we didn't realize, well, we kind of realized it. We just didn't, we're just now coming to the point where we need to get that one mobile home onto that other lot. And like he said, we own both properties, so.
And not changing the value or the size of the property there, just fixing
right.
The original plat there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just replatting and staying pretty much with the same zoning
mm-hmm.
that was for that, mm-hmm. but you need to get them for that lot for the.
Yeah, and we had HDR out there already, and they surveyed mm-hmm. it, and.
Is there any questions for the applicant?
I don't have any, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
At this time, I would ask, is there anyone here to speak in favor of this project for these folks? Okay. Is there anyone that wishes to speak in opposition this morning to this project? Sir?
My name's Jim Sisk, and I live on 506 Yandel Cove. I'm not sure what the intention is for if we're putting in more mobile homes or not. I've lived there 30 years, and previously there was several mobile homes down there. There's only like two or three now, I think. But there's been a significant difference in traffic and trash up and down the road because it creates, before when there was more mobile homes down there, there were several, a lot of traffic and a lot of trash in front of my place. And I know it's had been there a long time, and that mobile home park come in close to when I first come in, probably 30 years ago. It has diminished some, so the traffic isn't near as bad now as what it once was. So I've seen the difference from then to now, and I just don't want it to go. I'm not looking at going back in time and going back to what we had previous because I could see a difference in that. I don't think a mobile home park fits in very good with the rest of our properties. Everybody's got larger parcels and down the whole road of Yandel Cove. But like I said, I'm not sure what the intentions are if we're putting in 20 mobile homes or I'm not sure what the intentions are.
So I think but Mr. Stair may be able to answer some of this. So the area that's in the blue, my understanding is they already have the ability to put a mobile home park there.
And that's
so that's not changing today. So they already have that ability, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I understand it right, they're wanting to, there's an existing mobile there that for some reason is not in that. They're wanting to make that part of the mobile home park, and in turn, they're getting rid of some of the mobile home park and making that ag. So it wouldn't increase the amount of mobiles that would be able to be put in there.
Okay.
The acreage would not change. As you can see there, the red line is the proposed new lot lines. Inside, they own the whole property section there. They're just fixing their lot lines to encompass their mobile home zoning. As was stated, you know, the change in the acreage of it is not going to change, so therefore the numbers of that wouldn't change as well.
Well,
am I correct in saying that, Scott?
The numbers that they're able to have wouldn't change.
Right, the numbers.
If they bring more in or not, we have no bearing on that.
Okay.
That
so it's not doing all the way down to this other mobile home down to the south?
No, it's not making the whole, it's not making both parcels.
It's taking what's outside the red line and squeezing it down there. It's putting it back in the boundary lines is the ask for what this is, Jim.
Okay. Yeah, that's not near an issue for me as what I anticipated all that to be mobile home park. And that's what scared me.
Sure.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Nope, absolutely. Thank you. All right. At this time, is there a need for the applicant to step back up? Is there any questions for the applicant?
I might just ask the applicant, when did you purchase? Because it was mentioned that it used to be, it's been cleaned up. When did you purchase this land?
Yes, ma'am. We purchased the property in October of 2017, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can give kudos to, as far as being a resident of the area, from what this used to be to what it is now, it is 10 times cleaner than what it originally was.
Oh, yeah.
They put the effort and the love into to the area, and the way that they operate, what they do have there has been just a tremendous blessing to the immediate neighbors, because it has been cleaned up a tremendous amount and they take pride in the area in which they live. I do
that was the point I wanted to make, because the gentleman said he didn't want to go back to what it was, mm-hmm. that you are the new owners and you cleaned it up.
Thank you. Yeah.
My name's Roy Davis.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We talked before. If we did anything else in here, we would do it all exactly the right way. We would come in here, we'd compose sewer, set, you know, all that stuff. It'd all be done.
It would be an improvement to the property instead of a degrade to the property. It wouldn't be anything less than better.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you all. Okay. Is there any further discussion amongst the commission? Hearing none. At this time, I'll close the public hearing section of that, and we'll go to a vote.
Move to approve order number 04-16-2024-01, changing as described in the order. It's too much to try to...
Yeah, it's a lot.
Second.
Motion is second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. It's fine the way it is, I think. I can't think of it. Yeah, leave the, because we've got Kendall here going to present. So, or what do you all think? You tell me.
Do you want to present to us standing there, or do you want to sit at a table and present?
Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll give them just a second to get reorganized here, and then we'll continue on with the business. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
I'm going to call you after a while. I wanted to ask your question.
All right. We'll carry on. We'll start with back on our agenda. We have our City of Branson Lift Station Funding Agreement Approval Request. With us this morning, we have Mr. Kendall Powell from City of Branson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commissioners. Appreciate your consideration in this funding agreement. And John C.T., with him being absent, had asked me to be here. And, of course, I want to be here for support of our project and appreciate the many conversations last year on these two projects and the previous support, and look forward to getting started on it.
So the one we will be talking about this morning are for lift stations 10 and 34 upgraded projects, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So these are two lift stations that are located inside the city limits of Branson. These are older lift stations that we are trying to upgrade to help with future maintenance and pumping capacities. They are currently a four-pump lift station design. We're reducing them down to a two-pump station design with emergency backup generators and also the equalization basins for to help compensate for peak flows. And the lift station 10 serves not only the city limits of Branson, but it also serves a good portion of the Bee Creek Basin, which is a lot of properties located outside in the county itself. So this will help support county residences in that fashion. And then lift station 34 does do a small combination of county property along with the city of Branson as well. So these are good projects for the county and good use of dollars as well. Many projects of good projects have come out of the sewer sales tax funds, and we're hoping that for further support here.
We committed to $800,000 each, is that right?
Actually, we originally committed to, you guys originally committed to $800,000 each last year. We went out to bid this year, and it came, the bid actually came in at $1,700,000 and $57,125. I actually shorted myself $1,000 on the funding agreement when I presented to John CT. I missed a number there, but we can make up for that on our end. No problem there. But we came in $157,000 over budget of what we planned on or anticipated on. And then we reached back out to John CT and Brad Albritton and with the Sewer District, and they were supportive of extra dollars to cover for the project. These lift station projects have increased over the years from what we originally anticipated for budget, as with the pandemic we had in a couple of years ago, and the supply and demand of materials and everything is elevated costs. So we were a little under what we expected.
Okay. Yeah, and then on the paper I have in front of me, the lift station 10 is $880,925.
That is correct.
And then lift station 34 is $875,200, correct?
$875,200, yeah.
Okay.
Have you guys done a rate study lately?
Yes, we conduct a rate study every year. I represent a 20-year model for the city of Branson.
On both sewer and water, or just
sewer and water, both. So we look at where we're falling with our operations and maintenance, as well as.
You already know where I'm going with this.
I'm sorry.
You already know where I'm going with this.
I sure do.
So in the rate study, does the board or the administration listen to what you say and make decisions based on those recommendations, or do they at times not want to increase the rates whenever they're told that they probably should?
So just a little background and history I'm going to provide you. So
it may not be a fair question to ask you.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking for an answer to the question.
That's okay. So traditionally, we use our rates for water and sewer to cover for operations and maintenance. So that would cover for personnel, labor, equipment replacements of existing components. And when we have larger projects like lift station upgrades, treatment plant expansions, water main extensions, sewer main extensions, those projects are generally funded from either tourism tax or sewer sales tax in the case of sewer main projects or sewer system projects. What that has done has kept our water and sewer rates at a lower rate, as I think is where you're getting at.
That's exactly where I'm getting at. What are your sewer rates currently? Do you know?
Goodness, you'd have to ask me that. So,
just typical family home.
Typical single family home on the sewer side, 5,000 gallons average usage. You're roughly around $18 to $19.
Out in the county, it's $39.50.
$37.50. Do you have any idea, like City of Springfield?
Yeah, so we do an actual study every year. We look at 90 different entities across Missouri, as well as similar entities such as like Myrtle Beach, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, to compare our rates to what other areas are out there. In the state of Missouri, on the residential side, we are one of the lowest in the state. We probably fall within the top bottom five of that 90. On the commercial side, we are actually kind of in the middle range. So, for example, our 2024 rate increase, we increased our sewer rates by 7%. and for 2024. And on the water side, it was 12% for commercial and 3% for residential. So they actually wanted me to split that up on